October 20. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, 1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him, 2 Chronicles 16:9. God's love is so great that his eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth, working on our behalf. His loving eyes run to and fro, like a mother watching over her child. Even though she is at work in the kitchen, she keeps her eyes on the child, lest the child falls into danger. If we keep our hearts perfect towards him by doing his will, then we know the Lord's eyes move on our behalf to give us many friends, brothers and sisters, and to show us many favors. Again we read, "He that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye," Zechariah 2:8. The eye is a very delicate organ. You can touch any part of the body, but if you touch the eyes, they will say to you, "Don't touch me, don't touch me." So God is saying, if anybody touches you, I'll say, "Don't touch him, don't touch him, he is my child, he belongs to me." We are so precious to him, that he will not allow any man or power to harm us. The psalmist says, "The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry," Psalm 34:15. The Lord keeps his eye upon us to save us. Furthermore, in Psalm 32:8, we read, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, I will guide thee with mine eye." You can say many things with the eyes. The Lord says, "I will guide you with mine eyes. I will tell you where to go and when to go." The eyes of the Lord protect us from all dangers and guide us, as we continue looking unto him.